This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:06, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week we are featuring Tisha Miller from Lincoln Land Community College. It's scaring me. You're going solo. I'm used with your tag team partner being here, but she is not here. She stood us up. That's all right. It's not the first time. Won't be the last, but she's not here.
Yep, we're here. I'm here solo today without Leslie, so we'll be fine though, Toby. Absolutely. We got this.
We got this. This is the fastest half hour in radio. So we're going to talk about Lincoln Land Community College. So grab yourself a cup of coffee, pour that glass of juice. We'll be back right after this.
Making your final arrangements in advance at Plummer Funeral Home allows you to make decisions at a time when you are thinking clearly and not under the stress that surrounds the death of a loved one. It also allows you time to consider your options and to make intelligent, informed decisions calmly and completely. And then we'll help you put them in writing so that there will be no mistake about what you really wanted. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home. Your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott here with you. Our guest this week, Tisha Miller from Lincoln Land Community College. Tisha, welcome, my friend. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks, Tobin. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
It seems like the summer hasn't really hit us yet. I mean, it's...
I know.
Kind of makes me scared, though.
Yeah, I know. The weather's been fabulous this summer.
I'm not complaining.
No, it's
but I'm not looking ahead, and I'm thinking winter, and I'm like, oh, God, not another one.
We can't get lucky for summer and winter, can we?
We've already been through two Sharknadoes. I don't need a third. Well, we've been through one. I don't know if we want another one.
No,
but anyway.
I don't think so. I don't, at least.
If you've ever seen that movie, that was interesting.
I didn't. I've never seen
it.
Is it out on video now?
I don't know. It might be. It was like Cameo City of 90s stars. It was just...
I'll have to look into
Biz
that.
Markie. Oh, my God. It was just... Anyway. We are here to talk about Lincoln Land Community College. And I guess the first big thing coming out, you guys have a new... Director, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, as you said earlier, I'm flying solo today because Leslie Johnson, who's normally with me, accepted a position at our main campus. She's now the Assistant Vice President of Student Success. So to replace her here in Litchfield as the LLCC Litchfield Director, we've hired Lori McDonald. And Lori McDonald is currently working at Parkland College in Urbana-Champaign, and that's where she actually earned her degree from, was the U of I, and then she soon after that got a position with Parkland, where she is in charge of several big grant-funded projects for some vocational training. So
Parkland is like the Lincoln Land of the Central Illinois, of that area, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So she has experience in community college, and so she will be joining us here at Lincoln Land, and she is actually from Litchfield.
I was going to mention that. We were talking off air. She's originally from this area, so she's... I'm not saying doing a LeBron, but she's coming home.
Yeah, she is, and she's very, very excited about that. She was born in Litchfield, grew up in Litchfield, graduated high school from here. So, and part of the job as LLCC Litchfield Director is to be an active member of the community, and that's mm-hmm. really going to be one of Lori's strong points because she knows so many people from this area already. So, yeah, we're happy to have her starting next Monday.
When you talk about being active in the community, what does that entail? Being involved with like the social clubs?
She will be active in all sorts of different civic opportunities. She'll be a member of the Litchfield Chamber of Commerce, the mm-hmm. Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce, the Rotary. We also have a spot on the St. Francis Auxiliary Board. So there are lots and lots of community events around this area that she'll be a part of. So
Economic Development Corporation too?
Yep.
Or no? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. So she'll be part of that as well.
Okay. When does she start?
She starts Monday, August the 11th.
So, no rest for the wow.
No, it's been a quick turnaround. So
that's quick. Welcome back, kids are back now. Go ahead, have fun. And speaking of kids being back, fall registration is underway.
Yep, it sure is. We just finished. I mean, we were talking earlier about how quickly summer flew by. We had our finals last week. So our summer session is over, and we will start our fall session in 3 weeks. So now is the time to register if our students haven't already.
And talk with us about the registration process. I know forwards are available on Lincolnland's website. What else can be...
The forwards are our college magazine that lists the classes that we're offering and the days and times of those classes. The forwards also contain information on our upcoming community education workshops, which are classes that are non-credit bearing. So there's a lot of opportunities to further your education or just take some classes for personal interest. So that forward is a very handy magazine to have, and they're mailed out to everyone in our district. Those probably came to your mailbox in early April, but they can be found online now. And as far as registering for those classes for fall, current students can sign up through WebAdvisor, which is our student services software at Lincolnland. And new students can call us out at Lincolnland or stop by. They'll have to take an assessment test and sign up for new student orientation.
So they still have an advisor that they have to meet, I guess, come up with a schedule of classes, right? That hasn't changed?
That's right.
The WebAdvisor is something kind of new, isn't
it? Yes, we've had it for probably about a year now where our current students register through WebAdvisor, but they still do meet with an academic advisor just to make sure that they're on the right track, that the courses that they're taking are the courses that they need to earn their degree or certificate, and just to touch base with someone at Lincolnland to make sure that they're being successful, that there's no needs that's came up within the past semester that we need to take care of, or if they're struggling, we can, you know, find some assistance for them.
And that WebAdvisor can help out. I remember when I was going through college, my WebAdvisor knew my schedule because I was doing a morning show. I was up at, I was on campus at 5, on the air till 9, and he scheduled the classes. So that way I was out by 1 or 2. Yeah. I mean, it was just a breeze.
It's great. It's great. Yep. They're a very important part of your educational career, that's for sure.
And speaking of new students, they've got an important date, and that's August 21st. And we're not talking Old Settlers. We're talking student orientation.
That's right. That is going to be a big day for us at Lincolnland in Litchfield because we are going to have a booth at Old Settlers, but it's also important because we will be having a new student orientation that morning. So during that orientation, we talk to our new students about transitioning to college and not only just about starting college. I mean, that is an important first step, but about the importance of completing. If you start college and you don't complete it, then it's not a bad thing. You still have some credits that, you know, you can show on your transcript. But boy, once you can get that degree and show it as a credential on your resume, then that's pretty important.
And of course, I'm looking at the list, transitioning to college. I mean, there's a lot of big steps here.
There are.
Especially if you're going to commute to a new college or something like that. Life from a small town to a university setting is different. I mean, for most of these kids, it's the first time on their own.
Yep.
They have bills, rent, food to pay for, paying for college. There's a lot of...
It is. There are so many differences between that college community and, you know, the mode age for our students is 18 to 21. So most of our students are younger. We do have several non-traditional students as well. But with these younger kids coming straight out of high school, that transition, you know, it's a different way of learning. Your instructor's not there every day, all day. Your classes don't meet the same time every day. There's more responsibility on your part to succeed. So it is a huge difference. And yes, paying for college, even though Lincolnland is a cost-effective, you know, way to earn a higher education, it's still an expensive thing.
Absolutely.
So it's not something that you, you know, want to joke around with. You need to take it seriously.
I do public address for the Hillsborough School District. And one thing I emcee their senior nights. One thing I've noticed is there's a lot of the students now that are going to Lincolnland first to get the generals out of the way. And then I guess I don't know if it's adding more time to the clock to determine what they want to do. But they're getting their generals out of the way, and then later they're going to, I guess, take the time to determine if they want to go to a four-year university or stay where they're at. And that's got to be a good thing. You guys are doing something right.
Oh, well, thank you, Tobin. Yeah, I mean, we're offering quality education at an affordable price. I mean, just because our costs are a little lower than some of the four-year institutions, our faculty are still very well-educated and do a great job at presenting the material in the classes that they need to. So it's quality at an affordable price.
Absolutely. And then you have faculty orientation. That's on August 19th.
Yes. Well, so our new students have to go through an orientation, but our adjunct faculty do as well. And when I say adjunct faculty, it's our faculty at Lincoln Land that aren't full-time yet. So there are part-time instructors. And so we do have an orientation for them as well. It's coming up Tuesday, August the 19th in the evening. So we'll go over everything they need to know while they're teaching there at Lincoln Land. So if students ask them for assistance, they know what's available to help our students succeed. And Lincoln Land, if anyone is ever interested in teaching at Lincoln Land, we're always open to new adjunct faculty. So anyone with a master's degree with 15 hours in the subject area that they're wanting to teach is more than welcome to contact us, and we can get them on the right track.
How many teachers do you have that are like that?
The majority of our teachers
have to be full-time, right?
Well, at Lincoln Land in Litchfield, the majority of our teachers are the adjunct faculty.
Really?
We have several instructors, like Ron Diebenderfer, who taught in the Hills. He taught at the Hillsborough School District mm-hmm. is now retired. Same way, Greg Matthews is another mm-hmm. one. Mark Garman is still currently teaching at Hillsborough High School, but he teaches an evening class for us. Dennis Scobie from the Litchfield School District is another one. And Ron Ryan from Mount Olive.
Yeah, he just retired. I think, didn't he just recently retire from Litchfield, Scobie? Yeah.
He did. So he's teaching for us part-time as an adjunct faculty member at Litchfield. And Ron Ryan from Mount Olive is another teacher who taught at the Mount Olive School District. And then retired and has come back to teach for us. So, yeah, at the what we call the educational service areas, mm-hmm. anything that's not located on our main campus, so our sites in Taylorville and Litchfield and Hillsborough are all considered ESAs, we mostly have adjunct faculty. And we're always, you know, willing to consider anyone. So if you're interested, please apply.
One thing we need to remind people is to complete your you say it better than I do.
FAFSA, it's the federal application for student aid. Okay. So if you're interested, we encourage everyone to at least apply. It's an application for the Pell Grant and the MAP Grant and also for student loans. So if you need assistance paying for college, we encourage you to fill that out at FAFSA.gov. And
when's the deadline for that? Is that when class starts or when's
when? Well, it does take probably about a week to be awarded.
Okay.
And then sometimes if you're chosen for verification, there's some extra paperwork that needs to be done and submitted. So I would encourage anyone to do it, to complete their FAFSA immediately if they're considering going to college.
Okay.
They can probably still get a hold on their account. However, with the FAFSA, if you don't complete it in time, you still have the option of signing up for classes. You can set up a payment plan where you can make payments to your tuition monthly. And then once your FAFSA is awarded, we would reimburse you for what you've paid.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about the fall classes, because you do have a couple of new ones coming up. And it looks like it ties nicely to this area here. Computer-aided drafting.
Yeah, our better known as CAD. That's a brand new class to us at Litchfield. It's the first time we've ever offered it, so we are hoping that we can make that one go and have a nice enrollment in that class. It's going to be offered Tuesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 5:50, so anyone who's in the least interested in designing with CAD, we would encourage them to contact us for more information on that class.
Then, of course, you've got Introduction to Business.
Yeah. And
actually, that should be BUS 101. Honestly.
You would think so, Toby. Yeah.
Introduction to Business. Okay, that's BUS 101. There we go.
But it has that Business 121 code on it. So I can't explain that one, Tobin. But Introduction to Business. business, if you're considering starting a new business, or if you're a business major, then this would be a class that you would do you some good. So that's an option. And it also ties in nicely with our CAS 121 class, or our Computer Applications and Concepts class, because if you are running a business, you're probably going to need to know a little bit about the computer, and CAS touches in Microsoft Word and Excel, Access, and PowerPoint. So,
in the introduction to business, that ties into another event that's coming up at your facility down the road, the starting your own business.
That's through our Capital Area Career Center. So yeah, we're our small business development center. So yep, that'll be coming in the near future too.
Okay. So I mean, and it looks like the new classes that are going to be offered for this fall, it ties well into this area, because I mean, if you think of this area, agriculture, law enforcement, fire, mm-hmm. and medical, and maybe construction as well, fits really well into this area.
Yeah. And the more people that you can get to start their own small businesses, the better off we as a community will be. So hopefully we can, some people can see the benefit in taking these courses and going out on their own.
Tell us a little bit. You got us on this list here, My Time. What is My Time?
My Time is a new thing, a new program that we're doing for our non-traditional students, so our students who are not coming directly from high school. It's geared for people who have already joined the workforce and now have decided that, you know, it's my time. It's time for me to come back and further my education so I can get that promotion at work. Or in my case, you know, I would have liked to continue my education, but I also settled down with my family. So it's now that my kids are in school, it's maybe time for me to come back and further my education. So we do want those non-traditional students to know that we would love to sit down with them one-on-one and talk about their options and talk about how we can get them back in school to reach their career goal.
Okay. The other thing is rapid registration.
Yes. And you know what, Tobin? You know who's in charge of rapid registrations?
Am I looking at the person in
charge? No, you're not. She's the one who stood us up today. It's Leslie. So Leslie will be handling rapid registrations. And
I have a feeling she's going to learn how to text after that. I can see that. Either that or my email is going to be buzzed. So she's in charge of rapid registration. What is it?
Rapid registration is something that they are doing at our main campus to get our current students. It's an efficient way for our current students to get registered in 2 hours. So you can attend a rapid registration event at our main campus in Springfield. There you can compare what the classes that you've taken with what you needed for your career or your certificate or degree. Can compare those options with the academic advisor, schedule your fall classes, finalize your payment plans, and then estimate your book costs. And if you are having problems with your web advisor, if you need a refresher course on that, they will also do that for you, all in less than 2 hours. So it's a great opportunity for those current students who have kind of been putting it off and just want to get it done and over with. Mm-hmm. I would encourage them to attend one of these events. There's one August the 12th. For those people who are working full time, you know, Monday through Friday, we're having a rapid registration on August the 16th and another one on the 19th. So that Saturday, the August 16th, it's from 10 to 12. That would be good if you're working full time. Again, those are at our main campus in Springfield.
Okay. And then you always have an opportunity for the local businesses, because I know there, I mean, previous conversations, it's always good to be up on the new technologies or new coursework or whatever like that. And you guys offer businesses an opportunity to tell their employees, hey, if you need to go back,
here's
what you need to do.
We're happy to come out and talk to a group all at one time at your local, your business, or we'd be happy to just set up a table in your break room and talk to students one-on-one. But yeah, we just want to let everyone in the area know that we are there if they'd like to offer that opportunity to their employees.
That brings up an interesting one. You got school about ready to start in about 10 days. It's hard to believe.
I know.
Anyway, how soon do you go out, let's say, to Hillsborough High School or Litchfield High School and start, I'm not saying bugging the seniors, but getting the message out to the juniors and seniors saying, hey,
it's time to start thinking about college.
It's time to start thinking.
We go out several times throughout the year. During that first week of classes, we'll be out in the local high schools for dual credit registration. Mm-hmm. So we'll be registering students at the high schools who are going to be taking classes at the high school that also count for credit at Lincoln Land. So we'll make an appearance at the beginning of the year. And then throughout the year, we'll set up a table during their lunch hour a couple times and let them know that we're available and answer any questions they may have. And then at the end of the year in May, we go out again and we do a dual credit appreciation visit.
Right.
So that's when we distribute our thank yous for those students who had to work a little bit harder to earn that college credit while in high school. So we're at the high schools several times per year.
And of course, that the credit classes that they could take at high school, if you're lucky enough that you can get your schedule, I'm not saying inundated with those classes. By the time you even step foot on the campus, if you've done this right, you could technically almost be a sophomore.
You betcha, yeah.
By the time you even step foot. I mean, it's a lifesaver.
Yeah, and it's free of charge to the students. You know, there's no tuition for those classes, and they can have, you know, anywhere from 3 to, you know, on the average, about 3 to 12 credit hours out of the way. So we have most of our students at Lincoln Land in Litchfield are interested in the associate degree nursing program or the RN program.
Right.
So in order to submit an application for that program, there is a checklist of the classes that you need to take. So the chemistry, the biology, human anatomy, and physiology. And a mm-hmm. lot of those can be crossed off if these students will take Absolutely. Classes in high school as dual credit. So then you're ready to apply as soon as you graduate.
Let's talk a little bit. We've got a couple minutes left on the program here.
Okay.
upcoming events at Lincoln Land. Books go on sale on August 13th. That's pretty self-explanatory. You'll be, as you mentioned earlier, at Old Settlers on the 20th and 21st.
That's right, yep.
Classes begin on the 25th.
Yes.
Top 10 tips for speaking. We're not talking David Letterman here. That's going to be October 16th. Real quickly, what's that all about?
That is one of our community education workshops. So that's a class for people who might have a fear of speaking but don't want to necessarily enroll in our full 16-week credit-bearing course. And mm-hmm. there's no grades associated with this class. It's just a one-time event on October 16th from 6:30 to 8 that you can come in and learn from a past speech instructor on how you can improve talking in front of people.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's the cost is only $15. So I would recommend that if you have a fear of speaking and you need to do that in the near future.
And then, of course, in late October, registration for spring. So you're just moving.
Can you believe
us.
That?
That's unbelievable.
Spring, Tobin.
I know. Tisha, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us about Lincoln Land Community College. And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest once again, Tisha Miller from Lincoln Land Community College. Coming up next week, we've got the guys representing Old Settlers. They will be here next week talking about that big celebration in Hillsboro that's right around the corner. So until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.